Hello and welcome to the Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Jackie Borman. In today's version of the Purdue Dairy Digest, we're going to discuss the stability of the rumen microbial population. It is hard to overstate the importance of the microbial community in the rumen, as it is responsible for converting feed to volatile fatty acids, or VFAs, that serve as a major energy source for the dairy cow. Additionally, the microbial community in the rumen supplies a majority of the protein for the cow through microbial protein. A study was done by Dr. Paul Weimer's group at the U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center to determine the stability of the rumen environment by doing almost complete rumen evacuations and then swapping the rumen contents with another cow. Even though cows were fed the same diet, they had large differences in rumen pH and also in the total amount of VFAs that were produced. Within one day of the exchange of rumen contents, the pH and VFA amount returned to pre-exchange values, meaning that cows with low rumen pH had low rumen pH even after 95% of their rumen contents were exchanged with a cow with high rumen pH. Within 2 weeks, the bacterial population was returning back to the original population, and by 9 weeks, the bacterial population was very similar to the population of rumen bacteria prior to the rumen contents being evacuated and switched. Inoculating the rumen with bacteria may have little effect on rumen bacterial populations, because almost complete inoculation of rumen contents resulted in little long-term effects. In order for a bacteria to be introduced into the rumen and have a large effect on digestibility, it would need to be able to outcompete the existing bacteria and become well established in the rumen. This study illustrates the specificity of the host on ruminal bacterial community and helps explain why when cows are fed the same diet, they may have very different production responses.